Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska State Troopers South Central SWAT team had to be activated in the Central Peninsula on Thursday morning after a man had barricaded himself in a Nikiski home and refused to leave. Alaska State Trooper A Detachment Commander Mike Zweifel said that just before 8 a.m., 37-year-old Kristen Kenneth Requina of Kenai, who was experiencing a mental health crisis, had committed a crime and subsequently barricaded himself in a Nikiski home. Requina refused repeated requests from the homeowner to leave. According to Zweifel, a newly formed special crisis unit was activated to negotiate with Requina.
The Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, and the newly formed Kenai Peninsula Borough Mobile Crisis Team responded to a residence in Nikiski for the report of a disturbance. Our investigation revealed that a subject who was experiencing a crisis had committed crimes. Negotiations with the subject were unsuccessful, and the subject ended up barricading inside a residence there in Nikiski.
The ASD dispatch says that the Nikiski Fire Department Mobile Crisis Team negotiated with Requina, who was suffering from drug-induced paranoia, for over 90 minutes, but that his erratic and aggressive behavior continued to escalate. According to the report, Requina was armed with a knife and non-compliant. Less than lethal beanbag rounds were used in an attempt to gain compliance, but were unsuccessful. At this point, Zweifel says the decision was made to activate the SWAT team.
We activated our South Central SWAT team, who responded to the residence where the subject was eventually taken into custody without incident and booked into Wildwood pretrial.
Requina was remanded for criminal trespass in the first degree, disorderly conduct, and misconduct involving controlled substances in the fifth degree. Jobs across the state of Alaska took a slight jump in June, increasing by 1.5% with a rise of 5,200 in the statewide job count, although unemployment on the Kenai Peninsula did increase slightly over the last year. While statewide employment went up since June 2023, unemployment on the Kenai Peninsula took a slight downturn year over year, dipping by 0.7%. Across Alaska, the highest unemployment rate in June was in the southwest region with a cumulative rate of 9.1%. Southeast Alaska boasted the lowest unemployment rate at 4%. As far as job creation is concerned, construction added 2,300 jobs, with federally funded infrastructure projects contributing to the strong growth. Healthcare employment increased by 1,600, with nearly all of the gains in hospitals and outpatient care facilities. Professional and business services were up 900 jobs. Most industries grew, but manufacturing lost 1,100 jobs, primarily due to seafood processing disruptions. The information and financial activities sectors continued their long-term losses, losing 200 and 100 jobs, respectively. The federal government added 700 jobs over the year, and local governments added 100. However, state employment fell by 300 jobs from June of 2023. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 4.5% in June, and the U.S. rate was 4.1%. The recent worldwide technology outage as a result of a Microsoft update has had significant operational impacts on the Alaska International Airport System, Fairbanks International Airport, and Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Both airports are experiencing multiple flight delays, and Ted Stevens International Airport has seen several flight cancellations across multiple airlines. According to a press release from the state, 24 hours of delays are anticipated. All Alaska Airlines flights are on time with no reported delays due to the Microsoft outage. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.